When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
It is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Nev?
Shirley, if you're ready, I got it for you. This right here, this is the refrigerator. You know, we all got an issue when we get an appliance or we get something dropped off at the house, getting delivered. You know, they give you that 4-hour window. You know, we're going to be there. What you want from 8 to 12? What you want, 12 to 4? How you want it? 4 to 8? And then they never really get in the window like they supposed to.
Ever.
So, I'm giving my man a hard time with the refrigerator. Check it out. Here we go. The refrigerator. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Mr. B, please.
Who is
this? Mr. B, this is Jackson. I'm the driver, man. I'm actually the delivery guy that's bringing you refrigerator over today.
Okay, what's going on?
Okay, listen, I know we had a window that was from 8 to 12 this morning. It's 11:30 now. So we're running a little bit behind schedule, man. We have some problems at the yard getting everything loaded up.
Man, come on, man. You killing me. I can't. Y'all running behind.
We're a little bit behind schedule, man. We'll be there somewhere between 12 and 4.
Oh, come on, man. Y'all got to do better than that, man. I'm with my job.
I understand, sir. Actually, it's...
I got all my food in here and the coolers and stuff, man. I got ice everywhere, man. What's going on? Y'all ain't got the refrigerator? I'm trying to figure out.
No, we loaded up, you know. We just had some problems. I think one of the forklifts went out, and, you know, it kind of pushed us back. So that 4-hour window we had from 8 to 12, man, just got ruined, and now we're pushing things from 12 to 4. So between 12 and 4, man, we would definitely be there.
Man, y'all have to be better than that. Cool. I spoke to yesterday.
Actually, the warehouse supervisor. He's actually out today. He's not here.
So he's not in. So yeah, man, I'm supposed to be at work at 1 o'clock. You said y'all ain't gonna be here till in between 12 and 4. I'm supposed to be at work at 1 o'clock.
I understand, man. I greatly apologize, man. It this rarely happens, and it just so happened this morning the forklift was down, and we had a lot of stuff to load up. You know, we got. Right. I got 10 refrigerators on this truck, man, and one of them's definitely yours, sir, so I'm definitely going to be getting it to you as soon as I can.
Man, y'all man, y'all pushing it, because I'm supposed to be at work, and then I done scheduled everything else around this, because I'm supposed to, you know, I got to have my refrigerator, because I got all my food and stuff sitting here in the kitchen and whatnot.
Your refrigerator went out? Is that what happened?
Yeah, sir, it sure did. I mean, I had it for quite some time, so it's just a matter of time for. Go out, so I decided to go ahead and get a new one, you know.
Right.
So that's why
I can schedule you. I can schedule you next week sometime if you want me to.
No. I mean, I can't afford it. We're going to pay for this food that I got in here all over the floor.
Let me get the hustler, man, see if I can move as quick as I can. But 12 to 4 is the window, man. I like I said, I apologize, Mr. But we'll be there, man. We're gonna be there with your refrigerator today, okay?
Okay, so when you on your way, I want you to call me and let me know that you on your way so I know what's going on.
We don't normally call when we're on our way. We just come on in and get things set up.
What do you mean you don't call? Why not? You just called me just now, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
You called me then. Make no sense.
Like I said, the problem is on us. Man, I'll give you a call when we en route, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that. Now, you said between 12 and 4 now.
Yes, sir. Between 12 and 4, we definitely be there. We got you on the truck, man.
Okay. I don't want no mess, man.
No, we got you. We'll see you in a minute, man.
All right.
Take care.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Mr.
Who is this?
This is Jackson again, the delivery guy, man, with the refrigerator. Listen, Mr. Baptiste, man, we run into a few more problems here, man. It looks like we're probably not going to get that refrigerator out till tomorrow sometime.
You said what?
We run into a few more problems, man. It looks like we're probably not going to get that refrigerator out till tomorrow sometime.
You ran into a few more problems. A few more problems is like what?
Sir, we got some problems with some more deliveries we got. With all the deliveries we got, it just don't seem we're going to make it on your side of town to be able to get this thing taken
care of. You're not going to make it on my side of town. What kind of is that? You decide you want to take my money when I pay for it, but you gonna tell me you ain't gonna make it on my side of town.
Well, we can definitely get out there tomorrow, man. We definitely can get out there tomorrow.
I can't have my refrigerator out here tomorrow. I got chicken and beef and brisket and all over here in my smoke, and you gonna tell me you can't make it in here till tomorrow? What kind of is that? Huh? Elvin, you ain't got no answer for me on that.
Sir, I understand.
No, I don't think you understand, son. Because I got food and ice sitting in here and coolers and all over my floor in my kitchen. You gonna tell me that you can't make it in here till tomorrow with my refrigerator because you yelling on the back around. Now where's
no.
the yesterday? Now where is
I know you spoke to
that. I told him yesterday I had to have my at work at 1 o'clock. I told him that. I said now you gotta have that refrigerator here on time because I gotta have my at work.
Well, like I said, we've had some setbacks.
So where is I don't talk to you no more. Where is
Like I said, sir, not working today. He's not in today.
So who in charge?
Well, actually, the lady named one that's actually in charge and when Larry leaves, but I don't even know if I saw morning.
Oh,
but
you raggedy you. What are y'all doing over there? Now, when I spoke then, we gonna have it there. It was between 8 and 12. Now, I done took off my job, but y'all had a refrigerator here. I'm here at home. Now you call me back.
Sir, all I can tell you is we're going to be there tomorrow, okay? I'm not going to go back and forth.
You say you're not going to go back. No, you know what? You, that refrigerator. Sorry, all of y'all. You take that refrigerator, and you take that refrigerator up your and up. I don't want the no more. I can go around and put this food in my neighbor's refrigerator, and I'm going to go give me another from somewhere else because you playing around. I ain't got time for your mess.
Sir, I don't know if that's refundable.
You know what I mean? What the f*** you mean you don't know if it's refundable? You got time. You gonna take my money and you gonna tell me that I can't have my money back and you can't get my refrigerator on here on time.
Sir, listen. There's one more thing I need to tell you.
You ain't got a f***ing thing to say to me because I don't want
sir, to no more. Okay, but I have one more thing I need to tell you, okay? Are you listening?
What?
This will probably help everything.
What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your wife.
You know what? I'm going to fix her. So, but where is my refrigerator? That's what I want to know. I tell you what, they showed up their refrigerator. I showed them where they can put it.
Come on, I need some prank and praise up in here. Come on, come on.
That's a real prank right there, that delivery refrigerator.
Hey, Tommy. What was this I heard that happened at your show, man? What happened? There was a lady that you brought up. What happened?
There's this lady that, let me see if I can say the name right on. Miss Kenita Spragan is her name. I hope I'm saying it right. Miss Kenita Spragan. This lady, there was actually an accident in Tupelo, Mississippi. And two cars ran into each other. She gets out of her car and runs and helps get both of these people out of their cars. And as soon as she got them out of the way, a train came and hit the first car.
Oh, they were on a train track.
They was on a train track. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir. She, you know, she just acted immediately, man, and came and got him out. So, you know, she was a hero, brother. A hero.
Yes.
So she came to the show, I brought her on stage, man. We gave her some money. Me and Paul got together, gave her a plaque. Me and the promoter, I think his name is Spurgeon, we got together, gave her some money. And she was excited. She couldn't stop crying.
Oh, and, appreciative and grateful.
Yeah, we just wanted to show her some love, you know, show her some love.
How did you find out about the story?
The girl that runs my social media saw this and put it on and posted it on my social media. So, and we were looking for it. She was looking for it and said, we want to invite you out to Tommy's show since you
That's slick.
The lady said, I already got tickets to come see Tommy. I'm coming anyway.
I'm a loyal fan. That's nice. Nice.
That was really nice. Yeah, for you guys to acknowledge her in that way. Honor her in that way.
Mm-hmm. Look at you, nephew.
All right. Sounds good. In the hood.
Try.
How's your show going, Tommy?
Show going good, man. We start, Friday. Y'all better be tuned in, okay? Ready to Love is back. Ready to Love Philadelphia is back.
All right. Listen. Thank you, nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.